Mexico is facing its worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The Bank of Mexico says the country's economy may shrink by more than 6% this year. While the global economic crisis has been hitting most nations hard, Mexico has even more problems, as NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
In English, you might call what's happening to Mexico's economy a perfect storm. In Spanish, they say llueve sobre mojado, or it's raining on wet ground. In either language, the effects are devastating. The largest legal sources of revenue for Mexico are, in this order, oil, remittances from migrants working in the States, tourism, and manufacturing. Over the last year, the price of oil has plummeted, remittances are dropping at an unprecedented rate, swine flu crippled Mexico's tourism industry, and automotive production, as just one example of manufacturing, is expected to slide a whopping 40% this year.
It is really a very difficult moment for the Mexican economy.
Manuel Galvin is an economist with Meta Analysis, a private research firm in Mexico City. Under the North American Free Trade Agreement, Mexico married its economy, for better or for worse, to the market in the United States. Last year, almost 85% of all Mexican exports got shipped north of the border. Galvin says when the U.S. economy started to stall, the effects were amplified in Mexico.
Mexico has a very weak internal demand. Mexico is much more dependent on exports than, for example, the U.S.
Mexico is the 13th largest economy in the world. Yet in recent years, its economic growth has been primarily in international trade, not in developing markets at home. Thus, Mexico was extremely vulnerable to a global economic slowdown.
So I would say that is the main reason why we are seeing a deeper recession in Mexico than in the United States.
Mexico's unemployment rate nearly doubled in the last year. This official statistic, however, only gauges formal private sector jobs and grossly underestimates the number of people out of work. Mauricio Guerrero runs a company called Ciaxa in the capital that makes industrial air compressors. In good times, he'll have 200 people working for him.
Now in this moment, we need to reduce the plant. We are only 14 people working in this moment.
Guerrero's firm specializes in making compressors for oil rigs and refineries. With petroleum prices down dramatically from last year, orders for his compressors have also fallen. Guerrero says that when the U.S. banking crisis unfolded, credit also dried up in Mexico. He says he had to mortgage his home and take out advances on credit cards just to make payroll. He says the interest rates on some of these loans can be up to 35%.
Every week we need to pay the people, and every month we need to pay the loans for the banks. And this is the worst part of the history, you know? Because now we have new projects, but we are working for the banks, no?
The effects of the crisis are spread across the economy and across the country. Mexican hotels, restaurants, and tour operators were shut down almost entirely in May because of the swine flu outbreak. That health crisis is over, but now tourists are hesitant to spend money. Rural parts of the country depend heavily on cash sent home by Mexicans working in the U.S., but those remittances dropped 20%, according to the latest figures available. All in all, there's just far less money circulating in the Mexican economy than a year ago. In downtown Mexico City, construction workers sit in a long line outside the main cathedral, waiting for jobs that pay $10 to $15 a day. Small signs at their feet say plumber, electrician, builder.
No hay trabajo. Nada, no hay trabajo.
Venustiano Martinez Fonseca comes here almost every morning to try to get work, but he says there is no work, nothing. Martinez says the last time he was hired was a month and a half ago, and that job only lasted 2 days.
Pues a veces de aquí me quito de aquí, me voy a vender en los tianguis.
At times when I leave here, he says, I go and sell things in the tianguis, the informal markets, to get money to survive. The only bit of good news right now is that most economists say that Mexico has hit the bottom of the crisis and the economic recovery could start at the very end of this year or early in 2010. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.